Long last week said he would assign HJR3 to the Senate Judiciary Committee, where it had been in 2011. But he says he decided to change his mind because he feels the Rules Committee is a more appropriate venue, not because he had any doubts the Judiciary Committee would pass the measure. Long notes the Rules Committee is larger, with an extra Democratic and Republican member.
Secondly, the entire leadership group of both Republican and Democrat senators sits on the committee. And third, there are seven committee chairs on that committee. So it is a true leadership group in the Indiana Senate.
Long says he wants to move HJR3 out of committee without making any changes to the measure, including reinserting the second sentence banning civil unions, which was removed in the House. But he says he won't block any amendments on the Senate floor. Freedom Indiana campaign manager Megan Robertson says her coalition strategy won't change.
It's a more deliberative body, obviously. It seems like they put a lot of thought into the process and how they'd like to have it play out. Our strategy is the same as it's been the whole time, which is we'd like to kill this thing outright, and certainly we want to make sure that the second sentence does not get added back in.
Long declined to give his personal opinion on HJR3's second sentence, saying he'll make his feelings known at the right time. He plans on holding the Rules Committee hearing early in the week of February 10th. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.